We are celebrating WYSO's 60th birthday this year by listening to highlights from our historic audio collection. Here's WYSO General Manager Nina Ellis.
In 2001, WYSO News Director Eileen LeBlanc produced a story about corn mazes for her Friday afternoon program called Sounds Local. She went to the corn maze at Young's Jersey Dairy outside Yellow Springs, and then another maze called Tom's Maze in Germantown.
Tom plants this section of his farm specifically to be Tom's maize. But though he's planting corn, he plants both ways, like a crosshatch. This gives tight, dense rows. No way to jump through the rows or even see through them. This is year four for Tom's maize, and as you gaze at the ears of corn, which have full, long, blonde tassels like Barbie dolls, you never guess the corn's secret.
Up until this year, we got down to the maze, and the next day we came out and took all the ribbon down, got all the mailboxes out, and we combined it just like a normal field. But this year I planted what they call a maize corn. The ears, you see ears there, but they will get no corn on them. And the reason I do that is it's just one less worry I have to do. When kids come out, they like to pull the ears off, and you'll see ears go through the air. And I have to worry about hitting somebody. So
there's no.
Yeah, it looks just like a corn stalk. It gets the ear, it gets the silk, it gets the tassels, but it's what they call a male sterile plant that has no pollen. So it will not pollinate, so it will not develop any corn on the cob. All you'll have is just a cob, which won't be as near as heavy as a cob with full corn.
So you do this for safety?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You're planting corn. It's not even corn.
Well, no, it's a corn. Yeah, no, it's
well,
corn.
You show me the corn.
Well, there is a corn stalk, and you can't tell the difference if I take you to the next field of regular corn. Right now, you can't tell the difference.
This just blows me away. 8 acres of corn with not a kernel to be found. I guess if Young's Dairy can have plastic cows, Tom's maize can have fake corn. Tom doesn't like it when I call it fake. He says it's real corn and it just doesn't get pollinated. But isn't that a corn plant's job? Oh, well, Tom and Marie Eby.
Former WYSO News Director Eileen LeBlanc at Tom's Maze in Germantown in 2001. These days, Eileen is a freelance producer, sometimes for NPR, out of Beaufort, South Carolina. And here at WYSO, we're celebrating 60 years of great local stories in Southwest Ohio. I'm Nina Ellis.